Lesson 9E, Exercises 2 and 4. 1.
Have I ever been the victim of a spoiler? I can only remember one occasion, quite a long time ago, when I was reading the Harry Potter books. I'd just finished the fifth one, The Order of the Phoenix, and I was looking forward to reading the next, The Half-Blood Prince. Anyway, we were staying at my gran's at the time, and I happened to mention to her that I was going to read the sixth Harry Potter book. Her immediate reaction was, "Oh, is that the one where so-and-so dies?" This came as quite a shock to me, as that particular character was the last person in the saga I was expecting to come to an untimely end. So, yeah, my gran ruined the sixth Harry Potter book for me.
2.
Spoilers. They're everywhere, aren't they? I think my first experience with a spoiler was one that other people may have encountered too. It involves the sixth sense. Well, when the film came out, I was in no particular hurry to see it. I thought I'd wait until all the hype had settled down and then I'd see it in my own time. Bad idea. One evening, I was watching a chat show I like, and suddenly one of the guests made a joke revealing the dramatic twist at the end of the film. I couldn't believe it. He probably hadn't intended to do any harm, but he completely ruined the film for me. I guess he took it for granted that most people had already seen it.
3.
Honestly, you've got to be so careful on social media these days if you don't want to come across a spoiler. It happened to me when I was watching Series 5 of The Walking Dead. Without wishing to give too much away, there was a major plot twist which involved one of the main characters dying. It was all over social media the next day. But then the TV network that broadcasts the show really put their foot in it. They posted a picture of the deceased character on their website with a text mourning the death. There were loads of complaints after that, which put a lot of pressure on the channel to apologise. They did in the end, but they must have lost a lot of viewers.
4.
You kind of expect to find spoilers on social media, as people are bound to talk about the series they're watching, but you don't want to read them in reviews. Now, I really like Robert Downey Jr., which is why I wanted to know the view of the experts on Iron Man 3. I don't know if you're familiar with the film, but the figure of the Mandarin plays a rather important role. In the review I read, the critic appeared to take great pleasure in revealing the true nature of this character, which spoiled my enjoyment of the film entirely. As far as I'm concerned, critics would do well to keep quiet about plot details and limit themselves to commenting on the quality of the production.